grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Amen.
From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 7th chapter of St. Matthew, the 15th, 18th, and 21st verses, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Whenever I read the Gospel for this Lord's Day, there come to mind some words of a remarkable 18th century Christian, Bishop Joseph Butler. And this is what he said: "Things and actions are what they are, and the consequences of them will be what they will be. Why then should we wish to be deceived? Things and actions are what they are, and the consequences of them will be what they will be. Why then should we wish to be deceived? Why then should we wish to be deceived?" And yet the long and sorry story of Adam's lost and fallen race is a story of deception, of deceiving and being deceived. In the Gospel for this Lord's Day, the Lord Jesus himself warns us against being deceived, and he warns us against deceiving ourselves. First, he warns us against being deceived by false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. In Holy Scripture, a prophet is not so much someone who foretells the future as one through whom God truly speaks now. The Lord Jesus is himself the one great prophet, just as he is the one great shepherd and the one great priest. And Jesus, the one great prophet, commissioned his apostles to speak for him, as he said to them on the evening of that first Easter day, "As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And he commanded them to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and by teaching their hearers to receive all that he taught them. You and I find the apostles' teaching in written form in Holy Scripture, the written Word of God. Those who are faithful to that written Word are true prophets of the Lord, and those who contradict it are false prophets. And there can be no greater deception than when people proclaim their own delusions as if they were the word of the Lord God. As we heard in the Old Testament reading this morning, through the prophet Jeremiah, God says, "Behold, I am against the prophets who concoct words of their own and then say, 'This is the word of the Lord.'" The Lord Jesus warns us against being deceived. He also warns us against deceiving ourselves when he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Now, every last one of us knows, or should know, how easy it is to deceive ourselves. How easy it is to deceive ourselves. So how is it with you and with me? How are you and how am I in our heart of hearts? The Lord Jesus says, "A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit." So do we see in our own lives good fruit? What St. Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit, meaning the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces. And what is that fruit? St. Paul writes, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control." Do we see that good fruit in our lives? Or do we instead see what St. Paul calls the works of the flesh? And by flesh, Paul means not the body as such. The body as such is created by God and is good. By the flesh, he means our whole human nature, soul and body, insofar as we rebel against God, insofar as we are out of sympathy with God. So what are these works of the flesh? St. Paul writes, "The works of the flesh are these: fornication, impurity and indecency, idolatry, quarrels, a contentious spirit, envy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissension, intrigue, and jealousy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like." And Paul goes on to say that those who do such works shall not enter the kingdom of God. In saying that, Paul faithfully echoes the words of the Lord Jesus: "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." So how is it with you and with me? Are we kind? Do we refuse to forgive those who've hurt us? Do we use God's holy name, even the name of Jesus, carelessly, irreverently, or even to curse? Do we rejoice in all that the Father has so wonderfully revealed through his Son and Holy Spirit? Or do we prefer to follow the fashionable skepticism of this age? Well, any honest examination will show that we are all, without exception, called to repentance, to sorrow for our wrong thinking, wrong speaking, wrongdoing, and to faith in Jesus, who, when asked, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent, in Jesus. Putting our trust in Jesus, the Father looks on us not as we are in our own deluded sinful selves, but as clothed in the spotless robe of Jesus' blood and righteousness. And what's so wonderful about the divine service every Lord's Day is that here we are freed from the need to pretend that we're something we're not. We are freed from self-deception, able to admit that we are in truth sinners, whose only hope is the unmerited love of God, who, through his own dear Son, has made us his children, co-heirs with Christ of the life and the joy eternal. So back to Bishop Butler. Things and actions are what they are, and the consequences of them will be what they will be. Why then should we wish to be deceived? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.